With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates Saturday morning hours before the game against the University of South Florida.
UAB says both wounded players are hospitalized in stable condition. A suspect is in custody. The university has not released the names of those involved, but county jail records show authorities have arrested UAB offensive lineman Daniel Mincy. They've charged Mincy with assault and attempted murder.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A number of states are actively considering or undergoing mid-year redistricting. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says his party is simply looking for accuracy.
The Democrats have been much better at this than Republicans over the past 10 to 15 years with Obama and Eric Holder running their program that, we were losing cases in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, you remember. Republicans are a little late to the game, but Republicans are actually trying to make sure that these maps reflect the actual population.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer expects redistricting efforts around the country to continue.
They've been doing this for a long time, both sides, I would argue, and we shouldn't say it's Republican-Democrat. It really is. What's the majority in your state? They are going to draw a map that they believe best reflects what that population is and how they protect their majority, and that's just a fact of life.
Congressman Emmer, a Minnesota Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. U.S. senators critical of President Trump's approach to ending the Russia-Ukraine war say they spoke with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who told them that the peace plan the president's pushing Kyiv to accept is a wish list of the Russians and not the actual U.S. plan. This is SRN News. Americans don't agree on what ails the country.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks people to respond to the following statement. Our country will be destroyed if we do not smash the perversions eating away at our moral fiber and traditional beliefs. 48% of Americans say yes, they agree with that assessment. 46% say they disagree, and all the rest have no opinion. Conservatives, Republicans, and religious people are more likely to agree. Michael Harrington reporting.
A warning from the outgoing mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, appearing at an event in Israel this week, says, quote, if I were a Jewish New Yorker, I would be concerned about my children. We need to be honest about the moment and cannot sugarcoat it, unquote. His comments came in the wake of Zohran Mamdani's victory in the mayoral election this month. Mamdani is a Muslim who is very critical of Israel and has expressed support for the global intifada. Anti-Semitism is up all around the world, and the U.S. is no exception. This is SRN News. It was known as America's flagship. Now a once great luxury ocean liner is set to become an undersea attraction off Florida's Gulf Coast. More from correspondent Jennifer King.
The SS United States will become a huge artificial reef off the Florida Panhandle early next year. Okaloosa County announced its final resting place will be about 22 miles southwest of Destin. The top decks will reach 60 feet below the surface, making it accessible to scuba divers. The nearly 1,000-foot vessel still holds a transatlantic speed record from its maiden voyage in 1952. The ship spent most of the year at the Port of Mobile being scoured in preparation for its sinking.
The vessel's length extended more than 100 feet longer than the famed Titanic. It was once a beacon of American engineering, doubling as a military vessel that could carry thousands of troops. Wall Street finished higher on Friday. The S&P 500 rallied to gain 0.1%, the Dow the same. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.